expire her license. Okay, it is now 10:47 on January 8th, 2020, and we are back in regular session for the State Board of Dispensing Opticians. Well, after extensive discussion, we're not really closer to resolving the issue. We need to make some decisions as a board.
If I may, Mr. Chair, just a clarification. That was after extensive legal advice. There wasn't actually discussion during that session.
Right. I'm sorry. After we got all the legal ramifications. So we're dealing with the issue, as the board knows, is we've got a person who did not complete the CECs within the three-year time frame as stipulated in our statutes, did not submit her license until after December 31st, her renewal license, and hadn't even taken her, she was in the process of taking her CECs after the first of the year. So now as a board, we've got to make decision as to where we proceed with this particular applicant. I'll entertain any discussion and opinions from board members.
Well, I would like to give my opinion in that I interpret the statute as CECs have to be completed by December 31st.
And the date of the class has to be
three-year
period.
Dated as of the very least, the very latest is 12/31 of each year.
Renewal year, yeah.
And then it was clarified last February.
And we clarified it, that's right.
In a public record.
In public record from the minutes of February 6th.
So now we've got to decide what do we do about this application for renewal license? Obviously, the CECs weren't completed on time. The receipt of the application with late fee was received within the grace period. So our quandary is, what do we do about CECs? Without the CECs, technically, we can't accept the application.
Correct.
Right. Technically, it's expired, her license. She would have to start.
It's not expired until January 31st. That's the thing.
But she can't pay for it if she doesn't have the credits completed. What is she paying
right,
for?
Right, that's what we need to decide.
Right.
We need to decide.
Well, as far as everything is written out, it is December 31st. That is the deadline for the credits.
If we don't accept her license renewal, January 31st will come. She won't have been renewed because we're not going to, if we don't approve it, that'll revert back to her license being expired or on December 31st. So the CECs taken after January 1st would not qualify for the three-year time period of doing her CECs because they're dated after the 31st. I know in the past we've received application for renewal late, but their CECs were completed in that three-year time frame. There's a date on every CEC. And so you can show that you had your CECs by December 31st, which is what the statute says. She did not have her CECs.
And opticians are aware of this. The opticians are aware of this with the renewal application.
Renewal application, as well as Megan sends out, three notices to the people that have CECs, at least two, I know, letting them know that they're due this
with
year.
That December 31st.
Right. So I'm looking for what anyone would like.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that in regards to this application for renewal, we do not accept it as there were not adequate timely CECs.
Did not meet the requirements for renewal.
Yeah, I would second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Michael, seconded by Cheryl. Sherry? Nope, that wasn't Sherry. That was Suzanne. Any further discussion?
This is just an idea. I haven't really thought this out yet. But if there could be, you know, for her to be totally, her license to be revoked from her or expired, if she does get it done before January 31st, could there be an additional fine besides the late fee? No, because this is written
It's got to be in the statutes, the fines.
Yeah, we can't just add anything.
Can't just arbitrarily fine someone. Would happen, I believe, if we do agree, if we end up passing this the way I see it, on January 31st, her license would expire. revert back to 1231, then she would have the renewal ability for an expired license that gives her, if she's taken her practical within a five-year time period, she would just have to reapply, like for a new license. And I believe that's the next step would have to happen if we proceed with this.
It would also complicate things. I think it would complicate things if you start trying to do that, because her CECs that she gained now in this January would be in the next three-year period, and that
correct.
Would be, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. They would be dated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, when were her license wouldn't be dated?
Yeah.
Would it be dated January 1st? No, it'd be whenever she would reapply.
No, whenever she reapplies.
So it wouldn't be in that three-year time frame. So these CECs would not be applicable for that reinstatement, I guess. I think it's what it's called, a reinstatement.
Okay, so kind of to Elaine's point, what if we accepted her late fee and then did a complaint against her, give her a fine, kind of letting her know, hey, this is not acceptable and we're not going to do this going forward.
And we're sending the message to other people that this is
right.
not the way you do renew.
I mean, it's just a thought.
The board would have to have a violation of professional responsibility or some actual addressable
violation
in
violation.
Order to have an administrative penalty or a complaint.
That takes some research to see if there's one that would be applicable for this and to what we have in our
Honestly, without reviewing the statutes, I'll be hard-pressed to find a violation for failure to complete CECs by the required renewal date, because otherwise it would be taking discipline against somebody who fails to complete their CECs prior to renewal. And I, honestly, without looking at the statutes, I'd have a very difficult time finding a professional violation in that.
Other than it's a violation of our statutes that are part of law. It's very, very explicit in the statute as to when the CECs must be completed and how many.
Well, she didn't do it. It seems pretty clear to me.
No, she didn't do it.
If I can just chime in, are we in general discussion?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to call back.
Yeah.
So, all right. Sometimes I think, and this is just my opinion, and I know since this is general discussion, sometimes we lose sight of, you know, these guys are, we should be finding ways to try to protect our opticians, right?
No, Terry, just
yeah.
don't get too far off. Our role is to protect the consumers of the state of Arizona.
Let me finish my comment.
Okay.
Yeah, let me finish my comment. My argument is we allow 30 days to be late.
For license renewal.
And I understand. I understand. But they are, our opticians, when they read that, a lot of it is, there's a lot of ambiguity within the rules and the statutes, and especially for our opticians to be able to even understand legal terms or how to even read those rules. Not everyone can understand legal jargon to the ability.
Terry,
you know, it's got
there. Terry, I have a comment following that. I have a comment for you. If she received three emails prior to her renewal, and it says your CECs are due by December 31st, 2019. Is that legal jargon?
So, well,
and there are 3 years
again,
to get those, not the last month.
I understand that.
That's the issue, and every optician in the state for 65 years has had to deal with that.
Okay, hold. I get it. Megan, how many CEs were done prior to December 31st, and how many were done after?
Almost five she took before, if I'm not mistaken, five she took before 12/31, and seven after 1/1/20.
More than half after the deadline. That's
okay. Well, I would argue that if she got them done and she's willing to pay the late fee, we should allow her to keep her license.
Well, she has to pay the late fee for a renewal anyway, because her license application was after the 31st.
Right. I mean, I like the idea of the penalty, but I obviously, you know, Scott says we can't do that, but. And we have to make it clear with them that this wouldn't happen in the future. But
again, the other issue is if we allow her license to expire, she would have to apply for a reinstatement. That is in the rules, and that is something that is available to these licensed opticians. And if she's taken her practical within 5 years, she wouldn't have to retake that. So she could apply to be reinstated.
Okay.
And that's the other avenue.
That makes sense.
It's not like we're going to not let her continue to practice as a licensed optician. It's just that she needs to understand the importance of, you have rules, you have statutes that guide our organization, and everyone that becomes a licensed optician is responsible to understand what those are. And we've made it very simple
from
our from our office.
But
Megan's making it very simple with these people. Let me finish, Terry, please. Megan's made it very simple for these people because she is very diligent about providing notices to allow these people to have ample time. And if this person can get 7 CECs in the first week of January, why couldn't she have done it after the 1st of December when she got her first notice of the CECs were due?
And we can't really ask that without asking her directly, right?
I mean, I'm just saying that's the way I look at it. But she also had 2 years and 11 months prior to that to start getting some CECs.
I know.
You don't wait. If you wait till the
totally
last minute,
it might
be the price.
Mr. Chairman.
I get it, but
I understand your compassion, and I'm not all against it either, but I don't see we have a whole lot without setting a precedent that's going to make problems going forward and turning our back on 65 years of the history of the board. And I don't think we're in a position, I'm not in a position to do that as a chairman. I would have trouble agreeing to do that. And people, if they're going to become licensed, and I don't care if it's opticianry or any other licensed avenue in the state, you have to know the rules and regs governing your license. And it's your responsibility as a licensee to do what you need to do to maintain that license, whether it's paying your license fees on time or whether it's doing your CECs. It's due diligence.
I agree.
It's not like we're giving these people short time frames.
I understand. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we are trying to fight for our people and not try to find ways to just, you know, not help them. So
we're not,
you know,
but
that's
still
that's my concern.
We still got to enforce the statutes and the rules. That's our role.
I agree. And if green statement allows her to do it, then I suggest that that's the route we take.
And Mr. Chair, if I may, I've looked at a couple of things, and it may be appropriate to go into executive session for legal advice regarding another aspect of this.
It's now 11 o'clock.
Well, there would have to be another motion.
Oh, another motion.
I will make a motion to move into executive session.
For legal advice?
Oh, for legal advice.
I'll second it.
It's moved by Sherry, seconded by Suzanne. It is 11:01. We are now going back into executive session All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We are now 11:01 in executive session.
So bad.